But Billy was there, and one of the researchers told me that I could ask him about the black problem, you know, of identification in America, and how was he feeling about, as an actor, was he feeling that the blacks were being presented correctly, or was there more opportunity now? And I kind of went into it in a kind of good way. I said, well, I'm a woman, and I'm obviously a minority, and you're a minority, and how are you feeling about how, you know, the minority is being presented today? And he said, I'm not black. And I said, well, by this time it was gone. I'd taken my roller skates off right now. I was ready. I said, well, could you pretend for a minute that you are? I mean, what do you say? That was when I felt like, oh my gosh, this is going to be, I'm going to have a whole lot of years of this. I don't think I can.
Your life flashes in front of you. It's all gone. There is a moment when you have a guest occasionally and you turn to them and their eyes are
gone.
Absolutely blank.
Gone.
And you know I'm in deep trouble.
You know you're in deep trouble, and also you can't then go because then you look like an absolute idiot. And that's you've right. Got to keep your cool, right?
Jacqueline Bisset. Napoleon and Josephine.
Oh.
You're always looking for a way to make an interview different.
Good luck, Charlie.
Napoleon and Josephine. I thought I'd talk to her about Josephine, you know.
And not Napoleon. She knows much more about Napoleon.
Fascinating. Maybe she does. Fascinating historical character.
Yes.
So I said to her, you know, why did Napoleon have his hand in... I don't know. She said.
Guess? It could have been guess.
So I said, it could have been guess. So I said, did she ever say, not tonight? Did he ever say, not tonight, Josephine, not tonight? And she said, I don't know.
That's when she said guess.
And I looked at the clock, and there was still 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go. And I had run out of stuff to talk about. It was a wonderful moment.
I think I have to bleep her name now. Is it going to help? Oh, and that's the beep, beep.
She's a very nice woman and whatever, and she's been on subsequently, and she was a terrific interview, but boy, did we go in the dumper with that one.
Well, I have one that now is being shown at Sherman Oak College on how never to give an interview. It was never shown, but it was the Today Show. And the woman's name shall remain nameless. But... I got her in the dressing room and started doing a pre-interview with her. Wrong. That was that was when I really learned that you can't pre-interview.
Can't do it. They leave
and
it
she said, oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, and yes, and yes, and yes. And I said, oh, this is going to be such a good interview, such an interview. She sat there, and also this is a woman who had been an interviewer and started talking to me about how she had interviewed John Lucy, you know, the director.
Yeah.
And how he didn't give her anything. She said, you are the rudest man I've ever met in my life. Get off my show. And he left. Okay, now she's sitting there next to me, and I said, now, tell me about such and such. Is that true? She said, no. I said, well, but what about this, the ring with the, and the, and you know, when you were, no, mm-mm, no. And she, it was a litany of no's. And I almost turned to her and said, Mrs. Lucy,
get off my show. Marion Hartley, best to you. It's nice to have you here. It's great to talk to you, not as a
Charlie,
competitor.
Charlie. I just had to say that once.
No. No, Marion, no. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.